Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
That's got to be
fun. Let's bring in our producer, Tyler, for a second, because I have a question for him. Tyler, can you turn your camera on there for me?
What up?
You're a Cub fan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is my initial reaction to the way the White Sox handled Jose Abreu's tenure, the way he's leaving, and the fact that they didn't build around him at all, am I overreacting, or is it justified rage?
No, I think it's totally justified of you reacting the way that you should be.
As a Cub fan, would you have paid $60 million over 3 years for Jose Abreu? Because I know the Cubs were working on him as well.
I mean, they have the money, but are they going to spend it? No, but I mean, I would have loved that they did that.
You would not have liked if the Cubs would have gave him 3 years, $60 million. You would have been like, what the hell?
I would have taken it.
Yeah. Okay. Then you would have been stuck with no nothing else. You just, that would have been all your money right there. You should be enraged, Shane, that this White Sox treated him the way that they did, but I think there has to be some sort of space there for you to say, yeah, but you know what? He's gone. My Soxdom is still there. Like, you're 100% Jose Abreu, 0% Soxdom, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I got to be honest.
I can't have, like, 2 days to mourn.
Fair.
Everyone grieves differently.
Everyone grieves differently, so I want to be fair there.
I hate it here. I hate it here.
And White Sox don't.
I don't.
In the Southsiders podcast.
I don't even care about other White Sox fans. I don't deserve this. All right. The way that I have carried water for this organization for so long now, the way that I have turned my head the other way and ignored all the boneheaded, bad baseball decisions they've made over the last, my true adulthood in this fandom, the last 10 years. I fucking hate them. And because they're making me hate myself.
We got to cut that clip. And then like in May, when the Sox are in first place and Shane's like, woo!
This team won't spend more than 30 days in first place next year.
I mean,
they're operating with a loser mentality. They're not operating with a winner mentality. A winner mentality 4 years ago gives Bryce Harper $375 million. A winner mentality gives Kyle Schwarber $12 million. A winner mentality gives Nick Castellanos $18 million. A winner mentality doesn't give an aging Yasmani Grandal, whose defensive metrics were horrible, $70 million. A winner mentality keeps Jose Abreu around because Jose Abreu wanted to stay around. A winner mentality, it wins.
I mean, it's tough, man. It is tough being a Sox fan. Yes, you're right.
And I'm sorry. I know this is a lot right now, but it's football season, so we're not even really talking White Sox on the show. On Parkinson Spiegel. So this is my current outlet. This is everything that's been pent up in me for the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Coming out right now, man. Let it out, man. Let it out. Let it out.
Yeah.
We vent.
All right. I don't have anything else for you. I said what I think their offseason plan is. They're not going to make any more additions. I'd be surprised if they do. I'd be happy if they did, but I don't think they will. And they will do with this what they can do with it.
Yeah, I'd be excited to hear from Pedro Grifol in a couple of weeks and just kind of hear what he's thinking. I mean, obviously that thing's going to start up soon. And, you know, he's going to be able to, you know, give us some insight into what he's thinking and what he thinks the club can be. And I'm actually excited. I don't know, Shane. I get it. Jose Abreu's gone. We must grieve. But I gotta be honest, man. I still have high hopes for this team.
You're excited?
Not excited. I have high hopes. My fandom exists, and I'm allowing it to. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe Gavin Sheets puts 30 on the board next year. Maybe Andrew Vaughn puts over 25. You know, give me some power in the middle of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I have a six pack by New Year's Day. Yeah, man. Totally attainable.
Possible. Go hard. It's possible, Shane. That's why you let the money get deducted from your account, because you still want to be there. You still want to see it. And you're not going to hit the cancel button before next 29th.
And no, then I'm
not. 29th after that.
I'm not. You're right.
Roping you back in, buddy. Come on.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the Southsiders podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. For Gabe Ramirez, at Chicago_Gabe on all the socials. And myself at Shane_Reardon. Thank you for listening. When can the people hear you next on 670 The Score and B96? What's your schedule this week?
I'll be on tonight. Oh, a Top Drive show.
That's right. In like the 7,000 block of Addison, all the way down there?
Yep.
Like by Lane Tech?
No, 7700 West, so past Harlem.
Yeah.
So it'll be right over the Northwest side, Dunny Poorhouse.
Dunning
Anthony Heron.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Gabe, have a great day.
Gentlemen.
I will not.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.